Okay, and here we have our research report on Alexander Carlson, and I am equally as impressed with this as I have been with the podcast guest research that I've been doing. It picks up all of my work history, as well as some interesting observations about the focus on digital marketing and content coordination, as well as the work history overlapping at certain companies. It pulls in some personal accomplishments and job skills. But then what I really like is the list of motivators. And this is what I liked on the podcast guest interview research I was doing as well. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with another Daily Digest episode jam-packed with AI goodness for you. This episode touches on three updates, features, and tools in the AI realm that you can use to make sure you stay on top of everything happening in AI and that you have all the tools in your AI tool belt that you need to succeed. Okay, quick rundown of what we're going to cover. Number one, the Center for AI Safety and Scale AI have teamed up to create what they are calling humanity's last exam, which is being touted as the end-all, be-all benchmark test for AI models. Next, a new feature in the Anthropic Claude API called Citations. And then lastly, we'll demo a prospect research agent from Agent.ai that Dharmesh Shah, the creator of that tool, highlighted in a recent edition of the Agent.ai newsletter. Huge shout out to Agent.ai, that newsletter, and Dharmesh. That's just another resource that you absolutely should sign up for and check out. Okay, let's get into it. First, Humanity's Last Exam, which has got to be the coolest name for a benchmark that we've come across on the show so far, also called HLE. It was just unveiled this month by, again, the Center for AI Safety and Scale AI, and it's really a benchmark that's meant to evaluate these latest state-of-the-art models to the very edge and to the very brink and pushing point of our knowledge, humanity's knowledge, and expertise. And the way that this test was created is really fascinating. It was a huge collaboration between approximately 1,000 contributors from over 500 institutions across 50 countries. And this is the type of collaboration and sharing that is going to need to happen if we're all going to literally and figuratively survive the AI revolution. So this is the process through which they developed this test. There's an initial collection of 70,000 trial questions that was done, and that was then refined down to 13,000 questions to be reviewed by experts in the appropriate fields. And then finally, out of those questions, a selection of 3,000 were curated for public release. The questions are in multiple different format types, from text only, multiple choice, exact match questions, also multimodal challenges that involve images and diagrams. And so far, all of our favorite models have been run through the gambit, including OpenAI's GPT-4o, Claude 3.5 Sonic, Gemini 1.5 Pro, and also OpenAI's o1 reasoning models. So essentially all of the flagship models for each of these companies. And man, they really did all strike out. Let's start from the bottom and go up. Lowest is GPT-4o at 3.3% accuracy, then Grok 2 at 3.8, then Sonnet 3.5 at 4.3, next Gemini Flash Thinking at 6.2, and then finally O1, the reasoning model, up at 9.1. So even the significant leader is under 10%, and that demonstrates just how adequate this benchmark is at testing these current models, and that's what makes this benchmark so valuable and significant. It was created to overcome the problem that we're seeing right now, where our latest cutting-edge models are acing these existing benchmarks and tests while clearly having some gaps in their capabilities. So the tests obviously are not good at identifying those gaps. Previously, these models were achieving 90% plus accuracy on benchmarks that we've talked about, like the MMLU, which drove the necessity for this benchmark. And this is kind of morbidly fascinating to me. The original name of the test was Humanity's Last Stand, but they decided to tone down the drama and the existential crisis nature of their name and went with Humanity's Last Exam instead. Okay, now, what does this mean for the near future? Well, many people are positing that we may reach 50% performance on this test during 2025, so reaching true levels of human expertise in that case. Now, this is probably a good time to mention that success on this test is not necessarily an indicator for AGI or autonomous research. So it's not an AGI test. Anyway, now we have this benchmark to watch in 2020 and going forward to gauge just how smart our potential AI assistants and companions or overlords will be. Okay, moving on to Claude Citations. Anthropic launched this new feature in their API. Now, that's the most important thing to probably note at this point. It is only available through the API or Vertex AI, and currently there don't appear to be any plans to bring it into the native Claude AI chat interface, which I would really love to see. But what this feature allows Claude to do is really ground its answers in source documents, just like we've seen in research tools like Perplexity or Google's Deep Research or now OpenAI as well. The feature is also going to do some processing of those source documents and link responses back to the original content. Not only does this benefit the user, giving them citations and sources with whatever knowledge base or platform they're working within and that they might need in their work, but it also shows improvement for the actual recall accuracy and performance of the model, improving the recall accuracy of up to 15%. For any developers who are into the Claude API or the Claude Developer Console right now, pricing is as follows. Approximately 30 cents per 100 pages of source material with Claude 3.5 Sonnet and approximately 8 cents per 100 pages with Claude 3.5 Haiku. And this is especially intriguing to me because of the improvement it shows in the actual model performance. Obviously, you have the improvement in transparency and, again, author attribution and things like that. But the fact that it actually helps the model, too, is pretty amazing to me. Okay, now let's go ahead and do a demo of our prospect researching agent. This is a tool that we did an episode on way back when called agent.ai. And again, this is created by Dharmesh Shah of HubSpot. And there are a ton of amazing agents on this platform to use. If you're watching along on video, you can see my screen right now. We are going to use the prospect research tool. So you can simply search for that agent prospect researcher, and it is by Alex Bratton. And again, I've gone ahead and shared my screen, so you should be seeing this if you're watching along. And I use this for potential podcast guests, but I also see a ton of value here for sales and data enrichment, stuff like that, but also for marketers who are doing account-based marketing and have multiple very targeted prospects at certain organizations or at very specific organizations. They really want to be able to market to personally, and I was very impressed with the level of detail that this researcher is able to find on a given prospect. So what I think I'll do tonight is just do some prospect research on myself, and we'll see what it's able to find, if anything, on Alex Carlson or Digital Pop or the AI Marketing Navigator. So let's go ahead and run that right now. So you are, again, seeing the interface of the agent right now. I'll just exit out of the little NPS survey at the top. And what you have to do is you have to answer a couple questions for your prospect researcher. The first one is, does this person reside in the US? Yes, they do. Next, we have the name of the person to research. And I think I'll do my full name because I'm pretty sure that's what I have on my LinkedIn. So we'll go hit go after entering the name of the person. And then next we have the company name, which is optional, but I will do Digital Pop. And we'll hit go. And I think now it'll go on and do its prospect research with these three inputs. Okay, and here we have our research report on Alexander Carlson. And I am equally as impressed with this as I have been with the podcast guest research that I've been doing. It picks up all of my work history, as well as some interesting observations about the focus on digital marketing and content coordination, as well as the work history overlapping at certain companies. It pulls in some personal accomplishments and job skills. But then what I really like is the list of motivators. And this is what I liked on the podcast guest interview research I was doing as well. And it pulls up just a bunch of different topics, the reason it's important to the person, the feelings of the person or the prospect on those topics, and a suggestion with how to engage with them, which is just perfect for interviews and stuff like that. So, and also really great for outreach or the type of content that you want to create for your prospect or for the account that you might be marketing to. So definitely check out agent.ai if you have not yet. I think it's probably time that we circle back and do a second episode on the tool and cover some more of the great agents that are in here. But this is the prospect researcher, and I find it super powerful and super useful. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.